Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. M.R. Number 1598. Medical and Ministerial Workers Should Harmonize. Written May 15, 1907, from Loma Linda, California, to Megan. I pray that the Lord's blessing may rest upon you. Your work has been made disagreeable and difficult because of the attitude of some of your brethren. The Lord has not prompted these things that are of a discouraging nature. I have written to you in harmony with the light that I have received for years, but I ask you not to use this in a way that might be injudicious. I feel assured that you will act with proper discretion in this matter. Our great need is unity. We have not one soul that can be spared. The Lord calls upon us to unify in harmony with Bible truth. This should be repeated over and over in the family and in the church. It was because of his faithfulness in rebuking evil in the ruling power that John the Baptist was cast into prison. Yet Jesus did not deliver him from persecution. John's faith was severely tested, and he sent messengers to Jesus to inquire of him, "Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?" Luke 7, verse 20. The sick and the suffering were crowding about Jesus, hoping for relief. Some were glorifying God for healing they had already received. To the inquiry of John's messengers, the Savior did not at once reply. But in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Christ made bare his holy arm and gave evidence of his messiahship. The great miracles he wrought were his reply to the inquiry of the lonely prisoner. The deaf ears heard his voice. He spoke to the blind, and they received their sight. His words quieted the frenzied demoniacs, and the satanic powers were repulsed. Then Jesus said unto the messengers of John, "Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached." Luke 7, verse 22. We need individually a greater faith. In our sanitariums, the sick are to be healed, and they are to receive a knowledge of right methods of living. You are making a right move in establishing a sanitarium on the large tract of land you purchased for the Madison School. The building may be simple, yet perfect in all its arrangements. Let it be a model that others may copy. The Lord is not pleased with a division between medical missionary physicians and gospel workers. By some, strange walls have been built up. We should study to reach the unity of the faith. Truth will bear away the victory on every point. Said Christ, "As the Father gave me commandment, so I do." He came to our world on a mission from the Father. He came to bridge the gulf that sin had made between God and man. There was to be made a provision for a reconciliation, for a union with the human, with the divine nature. Christ would sanctify all who believe in him. In the gift of Christ to our world, God has provided for everyone a power to overcome evil. He has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. The great apostasy originally began in a denial of the love of God, as it is plainly revealed in the Word. Provision was then made whereby fallen man might have a powerful revelation of the love of God and be given an opportunity to return to his allegiance to Jehovah. John 3, verse 16, quoted, "I lay down my life for the sheep," says Christ. John 6, verse 51, quoted, "Here is a revelation of the power mighty to save to the uttermost. God is light and love." After the war in the heavenly courts, Satan and his followers were cast out.
As human beings, we are subject to the crafty wiles and temptations of this fallen foe. And unless we are kept by the power of Christ, we shall certainly be led away by the satanic sophistries by which the world is flooded. Our safety is to lean not on human power, on the arm of flesh, but upon the divine arm. Those who are partakers of the divine nature will not be beguiled by Satan. Everyone will be tested. Men professing to be Christians will be placed in positions of trust as guardians over the flock of God. But if they act as dictators, using arbitrary authority, they are out of their place. Christ alone is our sufficiency. Great mischief has resulted from the course of men who set themselves as lords over God's heritage.
We are God's property. In Jesus Christ, we are to behold a pattern of what we should be. Every soul should be educated to look not to his fellow men, but unto Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Let no man think it his place to point out to others in a compulsory manner their duty. This God forbids. All are to be guided in the path of duty by the plain word of God. John 5, verse 39, quoted. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, June 13, 1991. Entire letter.